You are on the castle terrace. Little has survived of the original building. It was mentioned for the first time in the year 1053. According to current research, the castle may have been square-shaped at the time. It used to be a very strategic stronghold. It bestowed great power on the lords of Murviel, hence the many complex alliances they entertained. They were very close to the Viscounts of Béziers and Montpellier, and they became masters of the power struggle. But violence was part of the game. In the year 1181, the son of the Lord of Murviel killed the Count of Provence. Unfortunately for the de Murviels, the victim was the King of Aragon's brother. Mad with vengeance, the king besieged the castle, took it, and razed it. It had to be rebuilt. The Lords of Murviel took the opportunity to adapt it to the current tastes and trends. In the 14th and 15th century, it was U-shaped around a central courtyard. Later on, a new building was added and gave it the quadrangle shape it still displays today. Its architectural elements range from the Romanesque to the Renaissance styles. Looking at the walls, you can easily make out the additions and connections. The Lords of Murviel ruled over the castle until 1793. In 1806, it was parcelled up in six different parts and sold. In 1858, the town of Murviel bought one building and set up the girls' school, the nursery school, the Hall of Justice and the mairie there. It is the one facing you now. A video shows you the castle's interior. After this point, please walk to the other side of the square towards the stairs to get to the Rue Justin-Albert. There is a panoramic table by the war memorial.